I had begun this Camino in Brittany. Walking into the town of Landelau, my night stop, I am going to be staying in the old presbytery. That must mean the local priest has moved to more modern accommodation. But no, it turns out the last priest in this house was moved, or rather, evicted, at the start of the French Revolution. At that time, the local revolutionary council designated the building a school. When the children got newer premises, the mayor moved in. But in time, he too acquired more appropriate office space. The presbytery was then sold to a farmer, whose family remained for several generations until they were bankrupted in the 1950s. The building was then abandoned and remained so until 1984, when it was bought privately to create a community-focused centre. Now, young people come here on retreat before confirmation, and passing pilgrims can stay a night on their way. I'm the only pilgrim here tonight, and I choose to sleep in the priest's bedroom. Above my head, a padlocked cupboard set into the old stone wall. The sacraments were kept here. Left in the church, they may have been stolen to provide physical sustenance for the starving locals. As I lay my head on the pillow, I marvel at how these stones, which were put here to provide a place of spiritual sustenance, have survived the turmoil and chaos of revolution and come back to providing for those on a spiritual journey, for whom this building was originally intended.